Okay, we're going to start on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Today's year is sponsored by the Forest Family Memory of Esther Ruchava Bas Chaim Halevi. So the Mishnah, we had learned, we still deal with Pigel. So the Mishnah, remember the Mishnah Chavtes said that if you want, in the Karban, right, if you do one of the Balad of Odos, that's Matya the Karban, meaning with Shrita, Kabbalah Saddam, Halacha, Zrika, it is done with the Machshava to throw the blood, or to Matya the Emurim, or to eat the meat, depending on the Karban, after the allotted time. So then the meat becomes pigel, and whoever eats from that meat, right, whoever eats from that carbon, a piece of that carbon is chayav karis. Now, our Mishnah is going to count certain things that are kachim, and even if they're in the carbon, there was a machshavas pigel, nevertheless, if you eat these items, you're not chayav karis. We'll explain why. The elu dvarim in chayav and alein karis, mishum pigel. And these are the items that if you eat them, even if the carbon has become tummy, if you eat these things, you're not chayav and alein. Rashi says, number one, hakomets. The actual comets. Right, number one is the comets. What's the comets? The comets is the actual portion that you took off. It's the actual portion that you took off of the carbon. So if the carbon itself becomes pigle, if the carbon becomes pigle, if you eat the comets part, then you're not chayav karis. So all the Rishonim ask, what's the Hechi Timsa? What's the Hechi Timsa of eating the komets and having a havmi that you be chayav? The halacha about pigel is that in order for the carbon to become pigel, you have to be makir the matir k'mitzvasa. What's the matir by the mincha? The komets. In order to get to pigel, you have to have burnt the komets. So when you're eating this komets, then you would have thought you would have been chayav pigel, but you're not. If you're eating the komets before you burnt it, then the carbon itself isn't pickle because you weren't makir the makir. Right? Tosas asked the question. Look at the Tosas Hakomis. Tepele de malav hachinami pshita glom chai v'lav nishum pickle. Daha I achal minei, if you ate it, pakami pigulu mimenu, shaharei lo karim makir kimitzvaso. What's going on? So Tosas over here is quoting a Rashi in Minachos who says, no, what's going on here? We'll see a similar idea it's later in the daf, is that the fire grabbed onto most of the comets already, and it fell off of the mizbeah. So if it was considered burnt, and therefore it was matir, it was matir everything else, and the rest of it you ate. So you would think, maybe if this carbon now became pickle, and you eat this portion, you can chayav karis, mashma, no. Tosafot Rabbeinu Tam points out later on in the Gemara, like, you know, you're not. The whole point of the mystery is to point out the rules. What is the rule? We'll see. The only time that you chayav pickle, that you chayav karis for eating pickle, is if you eat something that is a nitar. You eat something that becomes mutter because of something else. You have to have a dover that has matir. So the komets is matir the rest of the mincha, to be eaten or to be burnt or whatever. You see, the dam is matir the karva. But nothing is matir the komets. The komets gets burnt. Nothing is matir the dam, besides having not to eat dam to begin with. But nothing is matir the dam because it gets spilled out. So that's the one. Pigel only attaches, the chayav karis only attaches to items that are nitar, the emurim. They become mutter when you do certain things. But the list of the mission over here are items that don't have anything else being matter that. They are purely matirs, they're not nitars. I can put the S at the end of the word. So pigel, number one we said was komes. Number two is the ketoris. Right? What's with the ketoris? What do you do with the ketoris? Nothing, it's a bird. The question though is, when during the mice of the Torahs do you even have pigle? There's no avodas with it. Just walking, they say it must be walking the Torahs towards the makom where you have to burn it, and you have the machshava chutzlus mano at that time, which goes against Rav Shimon, who said that, you know, halacha is not an avoda. But maybe over here he'll say that that halacha is an avoda because you have to bring it inside. They talk about that. What's the hefty timsa that you get pigle by the Torahs? Number three is the lavona. Right, a lot of gears switching. The lavona of Torahs. Lavona again is the little piece of the frankincense that you mock here with the mitzvah. It's totally burnt up on the mizbeah, so there is nothing to be mocked there. It. So it says what he means. There's nothing to be mocked there. So it says the lavona says v'imtoma v'ri lavona hakomets matira. You only burn the lavona once the comets are taken. He says, "Now ain't no chenami. After b'shiyoch latira kodem hakomets, he the amar You're not supposed to be machtier the Levona until the Kmitza is done. So therefore, it's the Kmitza that are machtier to the Levona. So the Levona itself should be chayef and pigle. If the Korban Mincha is deemed pigle, then you should be chayef paris if you eat the Levona, because something else is machtier. So Tosos says two answers in Tosos. Tosos says, V'yish Lomar, okay, never, it may be that something's machtier it, but as long as you are a machtier, there's no pigle. That's the first answer. V'yish Lomar, Dimikom Makom, Lo Havi Levona Dumi Deshlomim, because you learn out the whole idea of pigle from Shlomim. The Levona, he gupa matir. It itself is a matir. Shemateresh Shirayim La'achila. And because it matirs the leftovers of the mincha to be eaten. The Iker Pigle Yachimim Yashlamim. So nevertheless, you see that as long as it is a matir, it doesn't matter if it becomes a nitar as well. As long as it is a matir, then the Tzi of Kari won't attach to it if the Kormik was Pigle. The second answer in Tosos says a little further down, the Oji Shlomar, the Levona Ein La Matir Ba'avodas HaMizbeach. He said, "Enoch and Ami, if something else is matir, you would be chayav pigul." But over here, with the problem with the Levona, is what's matir the Levona? The Kmitza. That has nothing to do with the Levona and the Mizbeach. Tosos, the second answer of Tosos, seems to be indicating that if you're matir and a nitar, you would be chayav paris if you ate it. The only difference is over here is that by the Levona, what's matir is not on the Mizbeach, so it's different. But had it been matir, something that's matir that would go on the Mizbeach? According to the second answer in Tosos, it appears that you would be chayav paris for eating it. According to the first answer in Tosos, no, it doesn't matter if someone else is matir you. As long as you are a matir, there's no pigle. This seems to be my focus between the two answers in Tosos. I think in that book, that folly, it will tell you that the two answers in Tosos, you have to figure out what the my focus is between those two answers. Okay. It says, right, the Torah for Halavona. That's the list. Next list is the Minchas, Rashi points out, Nidvas Kohanim. Rashi says, Minchas Nidvas Kohanim. If a Kohen brings a Mincha, right, the Minchas Kohen is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, and there's no Kmitza. So there's nothing to be matir. It's completely burnt. U Minchas Kohen Mashiach. The Minchas Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol has to bring every day a Minchas Chavitim. Right, it's made out of a series of April Soles, and then you split the Mincha into 12 Chalos, and then you have, you mark it half in the morning, half in the night, so, but it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So there's nothing that's matir. In order to be chayav pigul, you have something that has to be matir you. There's nothing matir in here. And it's not matir anything else. It's totally burnt. So if you have the pigul machshava, however you have the pigul machshava, and then you eat these items, you're not chayav karis. Question, I keep saying you're not chayav karis. That seems to be a machlokes mishonim. The Mishnah says, in chayav melem is your pigul. Does that mean there's no karis, there's no puzzle? Or does that mean there's no problem at all? Well, but we say stay achilas, so that's still considered achilas. Achilas with Beth is still achilas. Because these are all burned up. But you can, they are edible. Kohmates is edible. Taurus is not, Lavona is probably not. But the Minchas companies, these Minchas Kohmates, Shia is still edible. They're not eaten. But let's say, if you do eat them, correct. But they're not eaten by a human. But we say when it comes to pigle, Mizbeach consumption is the same idea as human consumption. Okay. Then the next list is Hanisachim Habayim Bitnei Atzman. The Rav Meir Racham the Omer Af Habayim Bebehema. So every korban, right? Mincha Sam Niskehem. Every korban comes with a mincha and Nisachim. So if you have those go with the carbon, but if you have if they come by themselves, what Rashi points out, and the sachem abayim b'nei atzma. Rashi says, "Vein shehis nadam b'nei atzma." Maybe if you just made a neder to bring those, right? Because arum minachos, it's not about the mechas sachem. Vein shebo biglal zebach. Even if they're supposed to come with the carbon, elo shebiu hayom zikol b'nei atzma lemachar. But you brought the carbon today and then the sachem tomorrow, because the halacha is, Rashi says, right, the Amar Mar Min Chosam this came after Machar. You can bring it the next day. About Im Hei Bein Im Zivko B'Peak Oat. Zebach was talking about the Sachem. So the case I'm talking about according to Rashi is that either I'm bringing the Nisachim by themselves, or even if I'm bringing the Nisachim the next day that I was supposed to bring with the Korban the day before, it's still kosher, and therefore since and they're totally since they're, I guess since they're totally burnt up, since no one, there's nothing to mock them. You pour on the mizbeah, no one consumes them, so they're not chayav karis if you eat them. But if you would have brought them with the carbon, like you were supposed to, and then the carbon becomes pigled, it becomes part of the carbon, and therefore you would be chayav karis if you drank the wine and ate the cup. But comes Rav Meir and comes Chacham and say no, because he says af habayim in behema. He says even if you would have brought the nesachim with the animal on that day, even if you would have brought it with the animal, nevertheless, you still would not be chayav for kares, because since they could be brought separately, they're not totally on each other. Since they could have been brought separately, they're not totally on each other, and therefore you would not be chayav kares. Now we have the same machlokas, and Tosfos and the Rishonim trying to figure out why you have the same machlokas by the lo shemesh ha-metzora, right? You have the extra the oil of the metzora, right? That the excess of the oil that's put on the metzora is mutar l'achila. So lo shemesh ha-metzora, from Shimon Omer ein chayav malav mishum pigol. If the whole carbon that the metzora brings becomes pigol and you're chayav kares, if you eat the or you consume the oil there, I don't know what you do with it. Maybe you make schnitzel with it. You eat the oil. Right, you eat the oil, then you're not chayav pigol, because the halacha is that this oil can be brought, this oil can be brought separately, right? Rav Meir Omer chayav malav mishum pigol shadama asher matir. Rav Meir says no, you would still be chayav pigol karis if you ate it, because the dam of the asham is matir you to have this, even though it can be brought on a separate day. Rashi says. If you did do it on the same day, if you brought it on that day, then the dam of the asham is matir the lo shemen. So if the asham becomes pigol, the shemen becomes pigol in the chayav kares. Okay, agree. If you brought it on the second day, on a different day, they're not telling with each other. But on the day that they are telling with each other, you would be chayav kares. That's lo shemen. Next, now that the Mishnah has mentioned a list of things that are not b'chalach he was pigol, so now the Mishnah is going to, which they don't have a matir. The Mishnah is going to say, bring this items that there is karis if you eat them because of pigol. The chol sheyesh lo matirim. Anything that something else is matir them, chol sheyesh lo matirim, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, whether it matirs to be consumed by a person or to be consumed by the zbeach, chayavim alav mishum pigol. So if the korban becomes pigol and you eat that aspect of the korban, you are chayav karis. What's the case the Mishnah brings? Ha'ola, right? The ola. Even though there's no heter achila, you're not allowed to eat ola, it's kula kolil. Nevertheless, the dhamma, sprinkling of the blood, is matir es besara l'mizbeah. That is matir. I skipped something. What about the... I didn't mention dam, did I? The Torah, the Levona, and I skipped it. Milchus Kohan and Milchus Kohan Mashiach, I missed in the middle, I mentioned the dam. The blood of the Karbonos as well. The blood of the Karbonos... I go back to that. The blood of the carbonus itself, even though that is the most crucial aspect of the carbon, nevertheless, if the carbon is pigol, if you eat the blood, you're not chayav karis mishum pigol. I would assume you're chayav karis for eating blood, but you're not chayav karis mishum pigol. So back to the Mishnah. The whole davar sheish lo matir bein adam mizbeach chayav lo mishum pigol. Ha'ola davar matir es b'sara l'mizbeach. The oral kohanim. The sprinkle of the blood is matir the meat to be burnt to mizbeach, and it's matir the skin to the kohanim. What's the problem with the skin? You don't eat the skin. Chayav kares for eating something that's pigol. So the Rashi says you must be talking. Remember we talked about the skin underneath the tail. It's very soft. It's edible. The Rashi says that's what it's supposed to be talking about, because ora. What's the skin doing over here? Okay, ora is looking on it. The olas oaf, which again, chatas and ola have the opposite halachas when it comes to the behemah and the oaf. So olas behema is full of color. Olas oaf is actually eaten. So the olas oaf, dama matiras besara. Sorry, I meant the other way around. Right? Ola dama matiras besara lamizbeach. But over the coin. Olas oaf, dama matiras besara lamizbeach. The olas oaf, I guess the blood is matir, the meat to go on the zeh. No, I'm sorry. They're opposite on where they're sprinkled. Oh, top of the, put the sickle on the bottom, put the sickle. Okay. Chatas oaf. Sprinkle the blood, matir is besara lekohanim. The chatas oaf, it's matir, the blood is matir, the basar, eaten by the kohanim. So if you have pigol, then you eat the meat becomes the meat, yukayev karis. Parim anisrafim, the seir anisrafim. Right, those are the chatos on inside, the chatos of primios. So they are totally burnt. Daman matir and a seimur and likare. Sprinkling the blood is matir that the emur and the fats should be, can be brought under his bath. Therefore, if during the avoda you have machshava to be matir the emur and putz manam, then there's pigle. Even by the fire and the seirim, if you ate from those emur, you'd be chayav kares. But why is this brought after? Rav Shimon argues. You've seen the sheet of Rav Shimon before. Rav Shimon Omer, kol she'eno al mizbeach achitzon kishlamim ein chayavim lala mitzvah pigle. Shimon says that the only time there's a concept of pigle is if the korban is similar to the shlamim. So that's where we learn the pigle from. And shlamim is hukrav on the outside mizbeach, so there's no concept of pigle of the korbanos to go on the inner mizbeach. I mentioned dam before. Tosfos asked a question with about dam as well. He says, wait a second, with the blood, why would there be pigle? The first blood that you sprinkle is matir, the rest of the blood to be poured on the shirayim on the mizbeach. So therefore, the leftover blood after the sprinkling has a matir. You can't put it down there unless you do the sprinkling. So if you do the sprinkling, now the rest of the blood can be poured. That's a matir. It's a filo mizbeach. Right? That's what Tosfos asks. So Tosfos gives an answer. He says, no. He says, because maybe originally you didn't know which portion of the blood is going to be on top, which portion is going to be down on the bottom. It's not like it's a matir. It's just leftover. So they're all mixed in. It's all mixed in together. So not one piece of blood is matir, the other piece of blood. They're all supposed to be put onto the top. You don't do the whole thing on top. And therefore, what's left over is gets poured out, but not midin that the other portions were matir, because it was all mixed. It was all mixed together. Tosfos says. It's all considered a matir. They're all mixed together. That's Tosfos. Okay. If you did eat it. Right? If you did eat it, you ate what you're supposed to be eating. The question is, again, so why would you try courage? It's not supposed to be eaten, but since the blood is matir, the carbon has been burnt, so that portion has a matir, so the fee of courage attaches to that portion. When you try courage or figgle, you ate it. But since this thing had a matir, since this piece that was supposed to be burnt had a matir, when it had a matir, it didn't have a matir for you to eat it, it had a matir to go on the mizbeach. Therefore, since it had a matir to go on the mizbeach, the chiyuv karis attaches to it, and if you do eat it, you will be chayes. For other things, the komish itself, nothing's matir it. I have machshava to. Correct. So pigle attaches. Right. To be chayes karis? Yeah, to be chayes karis. You're not supposed to burn it anymore. It's psulei hamikdashim. No, it becomes pasul. It's pasul and yechayev kares. Pasul means you don't burn it. If you eat it, you wouldn't do pigle either. The kohen doesn't have much of his pigle. Maybe your shash doesn't eat it. The idea is to learn out the rule. The rule is that anything that has any type of matir, therefore pigle attaches to it. And if it's eaten, there's a fee of karis. That's what this time was the ola. That's exactly why the mission is bringing the ola. It's because of your question. Because the ola is not eaten. It's not supposed to be eaten. But if you do, you still be chayv karis. We didn't pigle. Why? Because it was hutter to the law of gabi mizbeach. It has a matir. Being a matir doesn't only mean. It's like we mentioned not to before. Not just only it's now mutter for you to eat, it's mutter even to be consumed. If it's now mutter to eat, you even put on the mizbeah. If it has something that allows you to put on the mizbeah, people attach it to it. You be chayav karis if you ate it. Amar Ula. So Ula says a pretty cryptic statement. Amar Ula. Komets pigle. Let's say I have a korban mincha that became pigle. So I have to admit right away, I don't understand what's going on with the Gemara based on Tosfos' question before. Komets pigle. He says, "Komitz pigle sheheelo agabe mizbeach paka pigulim imenu." If I have a komitz pigle, the mincha that became pigle, and now I have the komitz. If I put the komitz on the mizbeach, paka pigulim imenu, the pigle falls off. But the carbon itself, my question is, the carbon itself cannot become pigle until you put the Komet on the Mizveah. So what does the meat? It's like, it's a little circular thing. Now, I think I'm just missing something, because the Gemara is going to go for a half an hour now about this. But Komet's Pigol, she'olo agave Mizveah. So I have a Korban Mincha that became Pigol. Let's go for the toast to Rashi Shinko. I guess maybe half of it got burnt, and I get the other half. Right, so Komet's Pigol, so it went up on the Mizveah. Haka Pigulu Mimeno. I'm going to say the rest of the Komet's going to go up. Pigol's gone once it starts getting burnt. Right? And he brings a raya, which doesn't make any sense. Ima chaver may be the pigol. If other things, if the rest of the mincha can bring the komets to pigol, who asked for the kosher? I don't know what that means. So my kamar, Marcus, what is important? What did Ula just say? So he says, haki kamar. This is what the kavan of Ula is. So someone's makir komets, right? You do the hataras of the komets on manas to eat the shirayim chutz lizmano. So how does the mincha become pigol? We mentioned this a few times, this idea, right? In Enom is Kabel, the Komets isn't good anymore because of the bad machshava. Heyach maybe achim with a pigle. How does it bring others to do pigle? How can it bring pigle if it itself is no good because of the bad machshava? You said yesterday that machshava is pigle. Torah said it's part of the pigle. So my kamashva. So what's Ula come to teach us? E the ein chayavim alav mishum pigle. If you're going to come to teach me that you're not chayav kares for eating the Komets, Tanina, we already learned that in our Mishnah. Right, I love mishum pigol. I know why it makes the whole list. Just stop it. But komet, but ein dvarim she'ein chayav malei mishum pigol. Komets, vaktoros, v'levonim, minchas kohanim, minchas kol mashiach, v'minchas nesachim v'hadam. Ella, so what's he come to teach us? Ella, what does it mean? So the komets went up, and Ula says that paka pigul mimena. Where does the pigol? What do you mean the pigol came out from it? You're not chayav kares for eating it. We know that from the Mishnah. So he says maybe the luck is the im ololo yeyudu. That meaning if you already put the komets on the mizbeach. Even though you weren't supposed to put it under his bath because of pigle. Again, I don't understand. It has to go under his bath in order to create pigle. But even if you put it under the mizbeach, if once you put it up, the mizbeach grabs it, and therefore you don't take it down. You say, that can't be what he's teaching us. Maybe he says something on the bottom of that. Only if a little bit goes up on it. That's what Rashi says. Right. In order for something to become pigle, you have to complete the carbon process. You have to be makrid the makir kimitzvasa. If I have a pigle machshava that I am going to be zorig this blood and tomorrow during my shmita. Yes. Right, but if he didn't sprinkle the blood in the end, there's no the komets talking about by the komets. So the same way. I have machshava during the time I'm burning. So I have machshava during the time I'm burning the komets to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says so. Maybe it's talking about tasting olah lo yeyudu. Says no. Tanina, we also learned that in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Daled. It says halan. Like the karbanos that are nifsal because they were left overnight. The hayotzei and the karban that the emurim went outside, not tamei, or they became tamei. The shenishal chutzmano, or if they were pigol, the chutzim koma, if you have a chutzim koma voda, even though you're not allowed to be makar of these things on the mizbeach, im alu lo yerdu. If they go up, they don't come down. The mizbeach grabs it. So there can't be that that's what Ula is teaching us, that paka pigulim menu. Ella, maybe we say the im yardu yalu. Maybe Ula's teaching tell you that, all right. But what happens if you put them on and then they got bounced off? You put them back on. So maybe Ula's come to teach us that, yeah, they go back on because the paka pigulim menu, so you got to put it back on. The Gemara says, no, that can't be because Ula already taught us that halakha. Hanami tanina. So even those times, the rabbi wasn't allowed to repeat that drasha. Ula already gave us that drasha. He can't repeat that drasha a second time. He says, right, hanami tanina, right, kishen shim alu lo yerdu. Kachim yardu lo yalu. He told us that they don't go up. He already told us they don't go up. So he goes, no, lo tzricha, right? He goes, lo tzricha, shemashla behena or. We're talking about a case where they actually started, not that they just went up on the mizbeah, they actually started being burnt on the mizbeah. They actually started getting burnt, the ish already grabbed it. So Ula's come to teach us that even though al pidin, if kachim psulim go up, you're not allowed to take them down, but if they went down, you're not allowed to bring them up. He'll be teaching us that if Ish grabbed it, then the din is that you can put it back up. So Gemara says, no, Here's what my grandma said before. Hanami Amaru Ulu Chadazim. Ulu already gave that to Russia. We already learned that with him, that it goes back up. So Amar Ula Lo Shanu. They don't understand the din that if it goes down, it doesn't go back up. Ella Shalom Mashal Behenor. If the fire doesn't grab it, hasn't grabbed it yet. Aba Mashal Behenor Yalu. But if the or grabs the carbon and it falls off, the pasuk carbon that falls off, it does go back up. It does go back up. So we already told us that. So what's Ula teaching us with that? Pachat Tibulu Mimeno. The Gemara says no. He taught us that, but that was in a different context. There, he was teaching about by actual animals. By actual animals, the entire limbs are connected to each other. So if the ish grabbed on the one side of the limb and it fell off, well, the entire limb was already connected. The fire already grabbed it to put it back on. By a comates, what is it? It's granules of flour. So just because the ish grabbed a few granules on this side and then everything else fell off, well, those granules weren't attached. So he says, Mao de tema, hani mili, that those words that it goes back on is aver de mechubar. He's talking about an aver that's attached. Ava komets de mifras, but a komets that is mifras and separate, right? It has made up of the separate granules. Amalo, that it wouldn't go back up if the ish grabbed it. Kamashalan, Ulakum teaches a second time. He's not repeating the drasha. He's explaining his drasha that he gave beforehand. There's people at kashas. What is a better komets? Even by a komets, it goes back up if the fire grabbed a part of it. So Amar Rav Achai, Rav Achai says, from the words of Ula we can learn the following. Amar Rav Achai, Hilkach, therefore, high komets pigol. You have the komets of a korban that became pigol. The pagle mecha sa'ara or pagle es asik amaracha. And half of it is on the ground, and the other half is up on the mizbeach, being burnt. Umash lebo or, and it's already being burnt on the part. Masikna le lukule lichatila. You bring up the rest of the mincha, the rest of the komets to be burnt. Once the fire grabbed part of it, it's if the fire grabbed all of it. So even though it's separate, it's sort of like a hutz snuffle. It's halachically considered attached because it's flour. No, it's flour. No, you didn't break it yet. It's flour. I'm not exactly sure. We'll get them enough. But I believe homemade is when you. I think it's. I know. You grab a piece of the dough. You're right. I don't know. Because it's the flour is made up of different pieces. I don't know. I think it depends on the what? Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the flour. You put it in your fingers. So it's just pieces. You have to do so. Okay. Next. Another Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak says the name of Yochanan. Hapigol, something that's an item that's pigol. Vehanosa, and something that I guess was left over past the time. We have Mashal to leave it over past the time, but it gets left over past the time. Vehatameh, kachim that becomes tameh. Shehe'olon legabe mizbeach, that go up on the mizbeach, same idea. Haka isser mehen. The isser falls away from them, and therefore what? So Rashi says, interesting, haka isser mehen, Rashi makes a split. Rashi says, Isser Pigol lifted the Amran, like we said before, that She'im Yered Yalu. Isser Pigol is, means that Haka Yisur Men, meaning that now goes back up on the Zveya. I think you're allowed to eat it anymore. Doesn't mean you're allowed to eat it now. But, the Isser Nosa Vitami, Tami Nami La Haki Paka, Shalo Yishaya Ha'ochlo Miji. Makes a split by Pigol and by Nosa and Tame, if they go up on the Zveya, you're allowed to eat them now. He's not allowed to do it with Hatila. I mean, it's in the bottom of the Hatila, but if you go up, according to Rashi, they become mutter ba'achila. And it came off. It came off. It fell off or took off. The fire got expunged from the mizbeach somehow. He's saying that paki sumimenu, and you're allowed to eat it if the nosar and the tummy, right? It's pig. It's no. What's the problem? Any korban. It's no sir. I'm supposed. A korban shlomo was supposed to eat for 2 days, for 1 night, 2 days. The time passed. It's now left there. It went up on the mizbeach. However, it went up on the mizbeach. Once the fire grabbed it, they say paku isser mehen. It's no longer considered no sir. And if someone ate it, they won't be chayav kares. If you understand why, I don't know why. That's not halacha. It got up there. There's a million. It's Pesach. There are a million korbanos all over the place. It got put in a pile and it went up on his bed. It must have been red tagged. Oh, wait, that red tag is no, sir. Oh, don't worry about it. So the Gemara says, right now we just said once it goes up on the Mizbeach, it gets expunged. And Amar Rav Chisda, Mari Dechi, the person who said this, Mizbeach Mitzvah Ari, the Mizbeach itself, when it went up on the Kevesh, and that's enough, Mizbeach is enough to make it Tahar. He says, no, Amar Rav Zera, Shemashla Ben Ha'or, if it started burning. Right, it started burning, then the Mizbeach granted. If you have problems saying, you have a problem with the whole ninth parah. The whole ninth parah talks about things that go up in the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is polite, it grabs it, and it makes it kosher. Right? Shemashla Ben Ha'or. So Masiv Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisma. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisma asks the following question. What do you mean that Pukka Yisur may have? We can bring up Raisa on a few lines that's going to ask, when he said there's a Chi of Kharis by a Chi of Tameh, of Kutcher. So they try to prove out that the Chi of Kharis is if a person who's Tameh eats Kahar Kutcher. There's also an Isser if a Tahar person eats Tameh Kutcher, but there's no Kharis. The left is, if the Kharis is, a Tahar person eats Kutcher Tameh. So they try to learn out the Pesukim, how do we know for sure that we're talking about a Tameh person? So one of the sheets is the Achirim. That's what we're bringing out right now. So Masi Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Achirim Omrim, we can bring a Raya from the Pasuk, it's talking about a person who's Tameh, who eats Basar Kodesh that's Tahar, and not a person that's Tahar, not a person who's Tahar eating Basar Tameh, because the Pasuk says, Betum Aso Allah, the Tumah remains upon the item. Misha Tumah Porachas Mimenu, Yotza Basar Sh'entum Porachas Mimenu. It has to be a person, because a person can have a Tumah removed from it, the status of Tumah removed from it, but Basar can't have the status of Tumah removed from it. But our Kasha is, V'im Isa, if you're right, that once Mashlo Ben Or, the status of Tumah is removed from the Basar, V'im Isa, Haray Tumah Parachas Mimenu Ayidei Or. Tumah of the Basar does go away, if the fire gets to it. The Tumah of the person goes away if it goes to a mikvah. The Tumah of the Basar goes away from it if it goes on to the Mizbeah. So what are you telling me? What's the Raya that Achayram have? Because Amar Rabba, no, we're talking about, the Achayram talking about Ayidei Mikvah Kamimah. It means that the Tumah goes away if you go into a mikvah. Gemara asks, meaning mikvah? Where in the pasuk does it talk about mikvah? It doesn't say anything about mikvah. It says, Bitumah so Allah, the Tumah remains. You gave me a case, but the Tumah does not remain by the pasuk. So Gemara says, Ella, Amar Rabba, Papa says, the basa shlamim askina. This pasuk is talking about the meats of the shlamim. Delo chazi lakrava. They're not supposed to go on to the Mizbeach at all. Therefore, if this meat became Tameh, this is not Tumah that can be Porachas, because it's not Roy the Mizbeach, and therefore can't be Lachmosh the Mizbeach. But really, so what? Isn't the Halacha, didn't we just say that the Halacha is, you're right, it's not supposed to, none of the stuff is supposed to go on the Mizbeach. The Basar of the Shlamim is not supposed to go up on the Mizbeach, it's supposed to be eaten. And the Basar of an Ola that becomes Tameh is supposed to go on the Mizbeach. The Basar of an Ola that's no star is supposed to go on the Mizbeach? No, it got up on the Mizbeach. I don't understand this. The shame, because shame all, okay, that's what you say, because the shame is allowed up on this bath, the shame here doesn't, but, okay. It gets up there. Right, I mean, Rabina Amar, Rabina gives a different answer. He says, but Tumaso Allah, it's talking about Tumaso Allah when you're complete. He says, Mi Shetumah Parachas Mimenechu Shu Shalem, when you're complete. Yotza Basar, right, Zdavar Shein Tumah Parachas Shalem Elek Shu Chaser, because once it starts to convert, and already some of it, that burnt up. Right? You may not see it, but at least at an electrical level, something gets burnt up. So therefore, it's not Tumah is only parachas when it diminishes. Tumah is not parachas and shalim. Okay. Kufa. Now's the price that we're trying to learn out that the Chi of Kharis is if a Tahor person eats Tameh meat. Sorry, if a Tameh person eats Tahor meat, not a Tahor person eats Tameh meat. Not a Tahor person eating tummy meat. We're talking about a tummy person eating basar kodesh, right? So ato. So the pasuk says gufa. Let's read the whole pasuk. It says the nefesh atochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem tumasu alav. V'nechasu hanefesh imamel. V'tumasu alav. It's betumas haguf akasa medaber. The pasuk is talking about where a person is tummy who eats tahor meat. It's not talking about where the person is tahor eating tummy meat. So ato omer tumas haguf. You're telling me you're talking about tumas haguf. Oh, eino ela betumas basar. Maybe it's talking about tumas basar. Gemara says no. Neman Khan, the pasuk here says v'tumaso alav. Says v'tumaso. The nemar lahalan, it says in a different pasuk, talking about the case where a person walks into the mizbeach when he's tameh. It says tameh yeah, oh tumaso. Tumaso over there also tumaso bo. Ma lahalam tumasaguf. Hakasa v'daber afkam tumasaguf. Hakasa v'daber. Just like there, tumasaguf. So too here we're talking about tumasaguf. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Rabbi Yossi says the following. He says, Hoyil, the Nemru, it says in the Pasuk, Kachim, the Lashon Rabbim. It says the Pasuk, it says, called it Zebach Shlomim. That's Lashon Rabbim. The Nemra Tuma, the Lashon Yachid. But the Tuma is the Lashon Yachid. It says, the Tum Aso Allah. Right? So therefore, Tuma Sakup Akasa Medaber. They're talking about, otherwise it should have said, the Tum Aso Maleha. They're talking about the meats that's coming. That's what Rashi points out. Top Rashi says, first wide Rashi, Ksiv Tumasam Alav, the Lok Ksiv Tumasam Alehem. But if we're talking about the meats being Tamei, then you should have continued in the Rabbim, which is Zebach Shlamim, which is Tumasam Alehem. And once you switch from the Zebach Shlamim to Tumasam Alav, you're switching to something, you're switching away from the plural Korbanos into the singular of the individual. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, this is, we're going to have to explain this afterwards, Rebbe says, it says in the next Pasuk, it says, "V'nefesh k'shigah v'chol tamei b'tumas adam o behemel t'meya o kol shekets v'achol mivasu zevach shlam yashel hashem v'nefesh v'nefesh shekim ameah." It says, "V'achol b'tumas haguf hakasim edaveh." The word "v'achol" is talking about the tumas haguf. So we have to figure out what that means. Achayim amru, which you just saw, the Achayim say, "V'tumasu alav mi shetumah parechas rimenu yotza basu ein tumah parechas rimenu," which we said is either the basu shlamim or is that if the basu is ein tumasu parechas aleha when it's complete. It has to be burnt up a little bit. So Amamar, Mar said, right? Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, we learn out that we're talking about that the, when a person is Tamei, Rebbe Omer, because it says V'achal, the word V'achal says in the next Pasuk, that means V'tumas ha'guf ha'kasa medaber. My Mashmas, what's it talking about? So first a blanket statement. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Kol Prod lo mefarshi Rav Yisbar Avdumi, any Pasuk that we don't have the explanation for Rav Yisbar Avdumi, V'chol masnisa lo mefarshi le Higa Rav, V'chol masnisa lo mefarshi le Ziri, any Braisa that we don't haven't heard the explanation of Ziri, low mifrisha, then we're not going to understand what they're talking about. Case in point, our case. So Hachi Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Jumi. This is what Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Jumi said to explain these two psukim. I don't get it. Hoil u pasuk hakasa v'lashon nekeva. The second pasuk opened up with lashon nekeva. How's that? The second pasuk says, right? It says v'nefesh. The pasuk of Vayikra Zayin Chafal. V'nefesh kisiga. Right? It doesn't say v'nefesh kiyaga. V'nefesh kisiga. Siga is lashon nekeva. Correct? Pasuk v'lashon nekeva. V'siyin v'lashon nekeva. And it finishes in v'lashon nekeva because it says v'nichrasa ha'nefesh ahim me'ameh. It doesn't say v'nichras. It's v'nichrasa. That's lashon nekeva, I think. And v'lashon zachar be'emsa. But it says lashon zachar in the middle, right? What does it say? It says v'achal. It doesn't say v'achla. It says v'achal. That's lashon zachar. So therefore, the tumas haguf ha'kasa medaber. Help me out. What does that mean? What's the proof? So what? So the second pasuk says v'achal. It's talking about it's lashon zachar. So therefore, the first pasuk is also talking about person being coming. Rashi says, "Ho pasuk kasev v'sheini v'lashon nekeva v'sim v'lashon nekeva v'lashon zachar be'emsa v'ksiv nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei v'achal mibaser zevach hashlamim v'nichrasa." Right, below ksiv v'achal mibaser zevach. Have a af harishon, also the first pasuk, I guess, al kitama alav in pasach v'siyam v'lashon nekeva v'lashon zachar be'emsa afal pikein v'tumas haguf akasim medaber. Even the first pasuk that opens v'nekeva and ends v'nekeva. The second pasuk opens with the keva, ends with the keva. Middle is zachar. Here we're talking about the first thing. So the first pasuk opens with the keva, ends with the keva, and the middle is zachar. Also talking about the first thing. I think that's what I don't understand the limit. I don't know. Okay, so because he's saying because so the pasuk says v'hanefesh, but the pasuk says v'hanefesh ashatochal mi basar nefesh ashatochal, right? Basar mizevach hashlamim mashal Hashem b'tum aso alav. I don't know. I don't care. All right, I'm gonna have to stop. I'm gonna have to find my power for film. I love that. What? family house soon. There you go. Okay, woke up my wife and everything. Guilty, guilty. Okay, so that is the Bryce, that is the, I told you, this was over here. Unbelievable. Start again. Let's go from the beginning. So that was the pasuk that we needed. That's the pasuk that we needed Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Jumi to explain to us. Now we're going to have the brisa that we need Ze'iri to explain to us. I don't think we get to finish it, but let's read the brisa. Masnisin that we need the parish of Ze'iri is as follows. The Sanya. We learn the brisa from Torah Kohanim. This is talking about. This is the parish that's talking about the dinim of achilus kachim, which means the trumash. Achilus kachim truma ma'aser sheni b'tumas if you're tamei and you eat kachim or you ate ma'aser sheni or you ate truma. So the Gemara says. And it gives us, it says, the Pesukim say that if you're Tameh and you eat any of these things. So why do you have to mention all of them? So the Brisa says, in them, Rukalos, had it just written the Kalos, which is, when you ate the Kalos one, the Tumas Aguf, Lama Nemru Chamuros. Why does the Torah have to also mention the when you eat the more Chamur item? The in Nemru Chamuros, and if it mentions it by the more Chamur items, Lama Nemru Kalos. Why is it mentioned by the less Chamur items? So Kumar says, in Nemru Kalos below Chamuros, had it only written it by the Kalos, meaning had it just written the halachli, now that I eat it by the kalos and not by the chamuros, hayisi omer, I would have said al kalos belav, that if you're tameh and you ate the kalos, you're over in a lav, but al chamuros b'misa, and if you ate the chamuros, you chayav misa. Lekach nemar chamuros, therefore it says the chamuros, the teacher that the onus for them is also only a lav. The im nemru chamuros, lo nemru kalos, just on the you ate the chamur ones, not the kalos ones. Hayisi omer, I would have said al chamuros yichayav, that by chamuros you chayav malchus, but al kalos you get putter, you be putter. Therefore it says kalos. That's the price. So the Gemara is going to say, okay, what are the kalos? What are the chamuros? What is the price they're talking about? Ze'iri is going to come and explain to us, and Menachem will help us with that tomorrow. All right, have a good day.